Chapter 45, Topology and Proximity. So far, we've talked about the composition of product teams and how to scope them, but we haven't discussed the dimension of physical location of those teams. When creating the team topology, this is another important and practical factor to consider. Even before the pandemic, there was a trend around moving to alternative office strategies, mainly driven by the shortage of available talent and very high costs of living in major technology hubs. In many companies, there is simply no practical way to hire enough people with the necessary skills at the same location as the company's headquarters, so they're forced to consider options. At one end of the spectrum is to fully embrace remote employees. This has several benefits, including being able to hire talent from nearly anywhere, and people can choose to live where they prefer. At the other end of the spectrum, some companies want to keep everyone working in the same office center. But due to lack of available talent and high costs of living, they opt to move their headquarters to a new location. However, there is also a very effective middle ground, which is remote offices. Many companies have been opening remote offices in cities around the world, especially in urban centers with a good supply of engineering and design talent, and then working to staff product teams in those remote offices, supplemented as necessary with remote employees. This model taps into supplies of local talent while still providing the benefits of offices. As always, there are trade-offs, and these remote offices can place additional burdens on the organization. It can be especially difficult for the managers who provide coaching and oversight. But let's dig a little deeper into the various forms of proximity and the specific trade-offs involved in each. Proximity to team members. This refers to whether the members of the team are co-located, they all sit physically together, or fully distributed, for example, if each team member works from home, or a mix, for example, if the product manager, product designer, and tech lead sit together, but the rest of the engineers are either working from home or in another office. Especially for teams that depend on true innovation, team co-location is a significant advantage. The dynamics of product discovery depend on intense collaboration, especially between product management, product design, and engineering. And while this is not impossible when remote, it is harder. If the engineers are either in a different office or working remotely, then most of the burden of the additional communication falls on the tech lead. Proximity to customers. If your team is building services for consumers or businesses in India, there's a real advantage to being based in India. That said, we do have good tools for connecting remotely with users and customers across the globe, especially when we have a person in country to help us with language or cultural issues. So we are able to overcome the geographical distance with additional effort, mostly on the part of the product manager and product designer. Proximity to business partners. If your product team needs to work closely with a particular part of your business, such as an operations team or a customer success team, then this is similar to being proximate to customers, and there are advantages to being nearby. But again, we can overcome this disadvantage with additional effort, for example, travel, phone and video calls, and increased outreach, mainly on the product manager and product designer. Proximity to managers. Normally, the managers of product management, product design, and engineering are managing the individuals on the various product teams, and it is usually easier for these managers to review work, observe the behaviors, and provide the necessary coaching when their employees are local. That said, in many organizations that are medium to larger in size, managers have been forced by necessity to deal with employees in different offices or working from home. The managers can overcome this distance with additional effort, for example, travel, phone and video calls, and frequent outreach, to solicit feedback and provide the critical ongoing coaching. Proximity to other product teams. In many cases, product teams depend on one another, and they often need to collaborate to solve large, complex problems. This is easier for teams that are physically close to one another, but we can overcome the distance issues with additional effort, mainly on the engineers and the product managers, increased outreach and communication, travel, and a technique called swarming. Proximity to senior executives. Depending on the company's culture and the strengths of the senior executives may feel a real need to be close to the product teams. When a team is in a remote office or working remotely, the product manager needs to make extra effort to develop and maintain the necessary relationships with the executives and stakeholders. The managers often need to play a larger role in this case. Optimizing for the product team. Hopefully, it's clear that there are trade-offs for each of these dimensions of proximity. As a general principle, we try to optimize for the product team as opposed to optimizing for the managers or for access to customers or for anything else. Here are two very common situations where this trade-off comes into play. Let's say the choice is between having the product managers and designers at the headquarters, near the managers, the executives, and stakeholders, or to have the product managers and designers next to their engineers. With the principle of optimizing for the product team, we would prefer to co-locate the product managers with their engineers. Similarly, if the choice is to have the product managers and designers located near the customers versus near the engineers, we would again try to co-locate with the engineers. Keep in mind that these are general principles. There may be circumstances where you will choose differently, but at least it's important to know the trade-offs involved and what you can do to mitigate the disadvantages.